and it's who we are. The fingerprints of God.
Fingerprints of God. That's exactly who we are. Lovely song taking us to 36 after 1. And I'm excited to have my mama Pearl Coupe back in studio with us. Welcome back. Welcome, Trich.
Thank
what is it in Zulu? What would I say? I don't know. Well, welcome back. Basically, that's the essence of it.
No, it's good to be back.
I've missed you.
I've missed our listeners. That Monday vibe. You know?
Right?
It's not Monday unless,
without the pearls of wisdom.
Unless you're in the studio.
Dr. Pearl, it's good to be with you. I know you've been traveling a lot. You still have more traveling to do. We were just joking off air to say,
go ye.
You are going ye for real.
The mandate is to go ye. It doesn't say stay ye.
Stay ye where you are, it'll come to you.
There's no stay ye, it's go ye. It's go ye. So those of you who are not going, Aritzi, we don't know.
Which one you are doing? Because there's no stay ye.
We need to realign and recalibrate you.
So you can go ye also.
That's exactly right.
Well, and one of the ways we go ye is go
on
to the
radio.
Airwaves, right?
Go ye to the airwaves.
Then hope that this voice and the word finds you where you are as well.
Yes, so, it's great. And there's no jet lag on the airwaves. So
exactly.
Yeah.
It's even better. So we're back with a pearl of wisdom for this week, for today rather, and we'll just hear from Dr. Pearl what she's got for us today.
Yeah, well, I felt like talking about obedience today, and the whole thing about obedience, it's just one of those things that is not easy. That's the first thing we need to say about obedience.
Yeah,
because it's not easy, and it can be quite tough. And the thing about obedience, I realized that we have a challenge with obedience from early on. In fact, from the time you're born.
Sure.
It's like you want to do, even babies, they want to do what they're not supposed to do.
All the time.
And they'll always take a chance.
Yeah, yeah.
And, tatama chancing, trying to do something wrong. And so it's like we're born with that disobedience, So, I wanted, for the next couple of weeks, just to talk about obedience and talk about, just some issues around obedience.
Yes.
What are the things that maybe make things hard to be obedient? What are the benefits of obedience, and what are the consequences? What happens if we're disobedient?
Sure.
So, I just thought we'd talk about that over the first couple of weeks. So, obedience, very, very hard. Yeah. Why? Because oftentimes when we need to be obedient, there's a sacrifice that we need to make, a real sacrifice that one has to make. And obedience also takes self-control.
Yeah.
So if you don't have much discipline, and you don't have much self-control, you're going to battle with obedience.
Sure.
So that's what makes it really, really difficult. The sacrifice part, God usually, the way he calls us into obedience, there's a sacrifice aspect. I mean, remember when he asked Abraham, Abraham, obedient. Now, who's going to bring your son as a sacrifice? Like, bye.
Mm.
You're out of here, So the way in which he calls for our obedience is really a test of our faith.
Mm.
It's not easy stuff. That it's not like go and buy ice cream. No, he really asks for things that really calls for a sacrifice. So Abraham got tested, but guess what? The rewards of obedience are so great. And we're going to talk about the rewards and the cons and the benefits of it later.
Yeah.
But it makes everything worthwhile. I wrote that on Facebook the other day and I said, you know what? Obedience is hard.
Yeah.
But the fruit of obedience, ultimately, when you reap the rewards.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's so fulfilling. Mm. It's so wonderful. But initially, it's hard.
It is because in theory, you want to, right?
Yeah.
Your mind, you want to obey.
But it's hard.
Yeah.
And God, he don't be calling for like little small stuff.
No.
Like, look.
He goes extreme sometimes.
Listen.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel for people like Haggai. Imagine being told, Hosea, I meant to say, Hosea. Imagine being told to go marry a prostitute.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of stuff.
Doesn't make sense.
No, it's the kind of stuff that God will ask you, like really hard stuff. Go and marry a prostitute. And you're a man of God, mind you. Mfundisi. A whole Mfundisi, collar wearing, robe wearing.
Nobody has seen Mfundisi. This ever before.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Can you imagine the headlines of that day? I mean, sure. You're a man of God and just you're expected to marry some holy prophetess or something.
Then God sends you.
And then God says, yeah, go and marry a prostitute. And this person goes in and out of the house, and you know every time this person leaves, she's going to sleep with other men. There's somebody who you love, and then she comes and just has a baby, drops the baby, you know, and bye, take care of the baby, I'm out of here. So that's the kind of stuff. I mean, and then look at what he'll require even of prophets, you know, like lie on one side. Imagine 390 days. I want you to lie on one side. And then for the other 40 days, lie on the other side. I mean,
and that's the thing. A lot of the time, I think we try to reason when God gives us these instructions. Hey. And then we just like, okay, maybe he was just saying. And that's the tricky part where it sounds like a suggestion, but he's not suggesting.
He's not suggesting.
It's something that you should do and obey.
And the thing is, a lot of times it sounds crazy. It really is, like you say, if you operate with reason, you're just not going to do it. And that's something I really had to struggle with, because obviously I'm trained as a lawyer. I'm a lawyer, and law teaches you to reason. So its whole premise is based on logic and whether that sounds plausible and stuff. So you really have to kind of suppress the legal training.
Yes.
And it was a huge transition for me as a prophet, because even understanding faith. Remember, the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Right.
The evidence of things not seen.
And you are here dealing with evidence.
But I'm dealing with evidence that must be seen. That must be seen.
Yeah.
And now the Bible's telling you, no, evidence that must not be seen. That's faith. And but you were trained to present exhibit A's before court, tangible evidence that the judge must be able to see. And that's why sometimes it's hard to even witness to lawyers and to scientists, because they want to see hard, tangible evidence. And now you're talking to them about an invisible God.
Sure.
And they're like, no, listen.
Show us the proof of that and the other.
So there's that whole thing around obedience. You know, God will tell you all sorts of things. I mean, look what he said to Naaman, a whole general, a big old general. I mean, Galagata.
Yes.
You know, you big boss, boss of ella or boss of wena.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? This is like maybe telling like a minister, a portfolio minister in our cabinet, a cabinet minister. And he goes and the man of God tells, you know, gives him the word Naaman and says, God says you must go and wash in a filthy, dirty, that this was the dirtiest river. For you to be healed of leprosy, you must now go into that dirty, smelly, stinky river and you'll be healed.
And what is it sometimes? Because sometimes I think it's not necessarily, I mean, yes, the act and whatever you're going to do is significant. It's important. But I think it's also now the lesson behind it and developing character in us to die to ourselves, because it takes a lot of dying to yourself.
Tell me about dying. Tell me about dying. I mean, my last job, formal job where I was employed and actually earned a salary was in 2011. And that was a corporate job. And you know, in June 2011, God told me, this is your last month. You know, in fact, in May, he said, tender your resignation. So June was my notice month. And he didn't tell me. And the thing is, God will tell you to obey and he doesn't tell you the next step.
What's next?
No, exactly. So people were asking me, are you going to a new job? No. So what's happening? I don't know. But God said I must resign.
I went through the same thing. And I felt so silly not being able to say to my boss, because he asked me, where are you going? And
I'm exactly. Like, I don't know. And I remember the CEO at the time tried to see, you know, he tried to, is there any way we can make you stay, et cetera? You know, can we increase your salary, whatever? And I just said, no, I'm going to work for God. And thankfully, he said, we can't compete with God.
Amen.
And I said, I'm glad you know that.
Wise man right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I mean, that was 2011 and that was 13 years ago. Have no job, have no other source of income. 13 years ago. And God says, just go and work and I will send you to the nations. And, you know, faith, step out in faith.
And so has obedience. He not sustained you?
Girl, listen, let's not even go there. Yeah. I mean, I'm dressed better than ever. I have much more.
Mm.
I have much more than when I had, when I was earning salaries as lawyers and corporate exec. God is, he done took good care of me, as they would say in the United States. Girl, right. He done took good care of me.
But it was hard.
It was hard because
to make that decision.
It was hard to make that decision because your common sense and your reason.
You got kids.
Exactly. That was the whole thing. Your children.
All the lectures.
And my children were going to private schools. Mm. You know, one was in St. Andrews. The other was in Hatfield right here, you know. And my school fees. I was just like, listen, I'm not going to be telling Principal Graham. It was Graham at the time. That Principal Graham, I'm trusting God for my school fees, you know.
Just be patient.
Just trust God. With me, you know, we're trusting. I'm like, I don't think he's gonna buy that, you know.
Yeah,
but yeah, so obedience is really, really hard,
but it's
so worth it. It's necessary, and the thing is, there are levels. This is what I've discovered. Mm. Like now I do a lot of apostolic prophetic work in the nations, in different nations.
Mm-hmm.
And God will have me talk to leaders and presidents and go into even some dangerous places, dangerous scenarios.
Mm.
And the thing is, sometimes God puts you through those tests of obedience to build your faith.
Right.
Because there's no way you'd be able to fulfill those assignments if your faith is not built up.
Yeah.
And so a lot of those obedience calls are for testing of your faith and building up of your faith to know that God's got you. God's got this. But I wanted to encourage somebody out there just to say, listen, we are called to obedience. We're going to talk about the benefits and the consequences, but we are definitely called to obedience. Hear God and obey God.
Yeah.
Because the fruit of obedience is amazing. And we don't want you to be in any place of regret to say, Aish, if only I'd obeyed God.
Yeah.
If only I'd obeyed God. It could result in life and death scenarios and stuff like that.
And sometimes you obey immediately is important. Once you know you've heard God, because the longer you take it times, then the lies and the doubt, and then the enemy's like, are you sure you heard? Are you sure this? And you start to reason and all of those kind of things. But
exactly. And the more we obey God, the more we grow, the more we become grounded, the more we will be able to hear God more.
Right.
Because there's a point where if you keep disobeying, there's a point where Holy Spirit will say to you, speak to the hand, speak to the hand. I'm out of here. Bye. Why should I speak to you? Because you don't listen.
Then he hands you over to the desires of your flesh.
There you go.
Then you just do whatever you want.
On yourself
then
by your
lost.
Own self. Yeah. Mm. And Holy Spirit's like, listen, I'm tired of speaking to the wall.
Mm.
As my mother used to say to me when I was naughty or I wasn't listening. And my mother would say, am I talking to the wall?
It feels like it sometimes.
That's right. Holy Spirit be like, I'm tired of talking to the wall, so I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And there's nothing worse than not having Holy Spirit around to lead you, to guide you, to order your steps, you know, and all of those things. So yes, friends and family, let me just challenge you and say, what has God told you that you've been disobedient in? Make 2024 that year of obedience. You know how people like to start with the year of 2024 is the year of.
Let it be a year of obedience.
Let it be a year of obedience. You don't even have to go deep prophetic. And this is the year of.
Just obey.
It's the year of obedience. And 2024 is the year of obedience. And guess what? So is 2025. So is 2026. So is 2027. It's not that deep. 2028, 29. And for the rest of your life, till you go home to the Lord, is the year of obedience. It must not only be the year of obedience, but the month of obedience, the day of obedience, every second of obedience. Obedience. Kenako.
There's your revelation. There's your prophetic word.
You don't need to be going on any Facebook. We love prophecy. We honor it. But listen, there's one right before you. It's a daily prophetic word.
Yeah.
It's the year,
it's the
day,
year of
month, second week of obedience.
Amen.
Every day, all days, for the rest of your life.
Right. So I can't wait for the rest of the conversation. Catch Dr. Pearl Coupe as we continue on the series of obedience every Monday for the the next coming weeks. Shout out to you, Nomi, on WhatsApp saying, so powerful. Yes, indeed. And she says, Sunday message was go. Indeed, we are called to go ye to the world.
Yeah.
Well, we are out of time just only for today. We continue the conversation next week, same time, same place. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Spread love and kindness, even if it costs you something. You are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. You're made in God's image, and you have no reason to doubt yourself at all. And Dudu, I see your message coming in there. We'll get it as well. Big shout out to you. Thank you for listening. And we are glad that the word of God is really touching your heart. And that's what I believe God wants to do. And yes, indeed, 2024 is our year of obedience. Have a blessed afternoon further, and stay tuned to Impact 103.